Hi, Big Fatty.
And now, everyone, we're going directly to Larry H. Vader. He is in the death copter high above the broadcast center. And we're going to find out from Vader why there was no LFC in everyone's area on Monday morning. Vader, can you hear us up there?
Well, hello there, Big Fatty. It's me, Larry H. Vader, in the rescue helicopter, also known as the death copter. And I'm very busy, is why there was no LFC on Monday morning. But you're getting it later on Monday. So.
How's the weather?
Shitty. Shitty. I'd like to report.
Oh, okay.
It's raining, and it took me an hour to get home in the jalopy, so I've just had to take the death copter.
Oh, well, that's lovely. Do you have the wine?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Mr. Larry Vader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a no.
And I put little booties on the cats so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 5th of December, slightly delayed, 2022, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, one of your hosts, the one who's just had enough. It's been a lot. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Oh!
Vader, V-E-D-E-R...
Even when the button stutters, he can't even get it right. Gives him an extra chance.
V-A, I hate a stuttering button.
Me too. V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And join with me today is the nipple walking, which my phone does autocorrect to nipple walk, one himself.
As well it should.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hey.
Now, Big Fatty, get right to it. Just get right to
Let's get right to it. Mm-hmm. You weren't here yesterday, and y'all, I get a message. There are things going on. There are things going on. I don't know that we're going to be able to record today. I said, that's fine.
Right. And you're like, thank God.
And everybody else said, thank God. But my first question was, are there things happening, or something happening in Hatville?
Well, yes. So that was your first question, and my response was all the things. Y'all, Father Hat was in the hospitalo all last week. He went in Monday for a little something just to get checked, and y'all, they let him go home about 6 p.m. Friday. So it was a Hattie week. Y'all, it was exhausting dealing with that. In the middle
of
that.
You weren't even there.
Right, because I don't, I've got to get a new jalopy.
Right.
Again, y'all, I've had a few jalopies on this little show.
Yes.
So got to get a new jalopy. And I didn't want to drive it up there, blah, 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 blah. Dealing with that this week. Well, I've been dealing with it. Y'all, it's hard to find a used car these days.
Right. Yes.
And one that isn't comically overpriced. And but y'all, and then, it was the big doings this weekend. It was the North Charleston Holiday Hootenanny. So, So y'all,
and I believe there was a boiled peanut involved.
Breaking news. The jar had his very first boiled peanut. Or how did Vera say?
Bald peanut.
Y'all, that was the only reason I really wanted to go. By the way, my stomach's still, not happy about all those boiled peanuts. But
they were delicious.
They were absolutely 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 on the boiled peanut scale.
Okay.
So y'all went over to the jars, and we put up a little crema tree at his place. And, just spent some time. And then
Was there mistletoe involved?
Oh, you know what? No, but that's a good idea. Then we put on our shoes.
I have an idea of where you can put the mistletoe.
me too.
Right above a branch.
Right. But we put on our shoes, probably our pants too, and off we went. Y'all, we walked up to the big circle, which is, you know, the jar lives considerably closer to the big circle than Big Fatty. So when I say we walked, I mean it was an eighth of a mile, probably, to the big circle. Y'all, we rounded the corner onto the street leading to the circle, and y'all, there's a Ferris
big
wheel.
Big Circle Boulevard.
Mm-hmm. And there is a Ferris wheel right in front of us. And the funny part was we were like, it's just so nice. And as we got closer, that Ferris wheel would have fit in my bedroom, I'm pretty sure. but because it's a little bit of a hill going up to the circle, not much, but just a tiny in Charleston. Ooh. It's a lot.
I'm sure you were winded.
I hate going that way because it is uphill. And but y'all, as we got closer, we were like, that's not such a big Ferris wheel. But y'all, the only reason I wanted to go was because I'd seen the vendors list and Larry's Boiled Peanuts were there. Now, I'm going to say Larry was far too clean cut and the coolers of peanuts were far too clean. But that did make the jar feel a little bit better. So, hang on one second. The jar is texting now.
Are there more breaking news?
No, he just was like, I'm going to the Tanger and I'll come by after that. And I said, okay, whatever. That's fine. And then he was like, there is no Tanger store or whatever. And I was like, okay, that's fine. And then he said, okay, should I just come there? And I was like, yes, that's fine. That's fine. Don't care. Anyway. So, I mean, I do care, but, I was like, okay. But y'all, there were three options for the boiled peanuts. There was the original, the garlic.
Original.
Mm-hmm. Garlic.
And probably the Cajun.
Cajun. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, which would you have chosen?
I would have chosen the original.
Okay.
Because the garlic and the Cajun both would have...
Right. Right. Well, y'all,
I'm guessing... I'm guessing that you and the jar did not choose the original.
We did not. Although it was tempting, everyone was choosing the garlic. But y'all, I saw them and they were just putting those jars of garlic, you know, the pre-chopped crap. They were just dumping that in on some peanuts. And I was like, I don't want any of that. So we went with the Cajun. Because this, you know, never had them. And he likes spicy things. Y'all, they were pretty good. And so it was $7.
Was there Zydeco music?
Right. So they were $7 for a cup of them. And if you look at that, you would think, well, gosh, I'm not getting many peanuts for $7. Y'all, we ate boiled peanuts because he was like, that's it. And he's like, just one. And I was like, just one. Trust me on this. Y'all, we ate and we ate and we ate. Y'all, we found a table so we could eat easier.
Ooh.
And then,
well, I know the old people look to find a table.
Y'all, they had high tops right up in the middle of one of those little streets. It's probably Park Place. I don't remember which one, but they just had high tops all in the street, and I thought it was lovely. And y'all, then we were standing there, and I saw my friend Officer Larry come by, and so there just all sorts of people. Y'all, we watched the parade. 78 floats. entries. Oh dear Lord, it was a long parade. But y'all, I was sticking it out for the fat man at the end.
Oh yes. And sure enough, I didn't come.
You didn't. You never showed up. But after it was over, we walked around for a second, but we had seen...
Santa Claus rode the fire truck, didn't he?
Y'all, there were three fire trucks. I kept getting confused. I'm like, here's the end. And then... No. But then we went to, I was like, we better go. We better beat the crowds because we're going to go out to eat. And, y'all, of course, everybody had children, so they weren't going where we were going. And, but y'all, we had the ice cream from the Park Circle Creamery.
Oh.
Now, I have been to the creamery.
A little peppermint or a little eggnog?
Even better. I got Christmas tree.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Yeah. So.
Did it taste like gin?
Well, that's what I was hoping, but what it was Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes and sprinkles crunched up in the ice cream.
Oh, that actually sounds all right.
Yeah,
it's kind of like birthday cake.
It didn't taste like anything. So yeah, it was perfectly good. They have good ice cream there, and they were real friendly. And so y'all, he tried to get the Mexican vanilla ice cream.
Oh.
They gave him vanilla.
I don't know what makes Mexican vanilla Mexican?
Cinnamon. So, y'all, he was trying to get something like that. Anyway, but then y'all, we went over to the Tattooed Moose for dinner, and y'all, the jar had never been. I was under the impression that this was a second Tattooed Moose. I didn't realize it was the only
one downtown.
Right. Y'all, it's as terrible as the one downtown was. So don't go there if you come to town.
But it's bigger.
Oh, it's much bigger. It was fine. There were lots of hot men's there. You know, whatever. It was all fine. The drinks were pretty cheap. And y'all, I ordered a Reuben. They have a pork strami Reuben. Mm-hmm. Sounded delicious. So, of course, my plate came in. It was the Cuban. And so.
Oh.
Anyway,
how was the Cuban?
Nah. I don't like Cuban, so whatever. Y'all in the jar had a burger, and he insisted on the duck fat fries, so had those. Yeah, so it was good. It was good.
How were the duck fat fries?
I don't like them. They just taste burned to me, so.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. Anyway, so. That was the weekend, all while dealing with Father Hat. And then on Sunday, Father Hat was having a Hattie moment. And we had a family member who passed away, and we hadn't told Father Hat. And then we forgot to tell Father Hat. And then the funeral was Sunday. Indeed. Someone called him to see if he was going to the funeral. So anyway, y'all, it was a lot. It was a lot. So
a lot.
But now, Mr. Vader is here, so.
Yeah. Yes. And now, are you done at the coal mine for 2022?
By the time you hear this, I will have a morning left in the coal mine, physically in the coal mine. On Tuesday, I'm going to work from home. And then Wednesday morning, I will be in until I really only have to work 1.2 hours. So.
Oh.
So be out of there nice and early.
So on. It's a normal day then.
Right. Right. For others. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, and then I'm done for the year, so I can practice my retiree.
You mentioned that there was a crema tree at the Jar's place. How magnificent does the Vader family compound look all decorated for crema?
Big plans to get the Vader family compound decorated, but we have not yet. The jar, mm-hmm. y'all, it's one of those things. And I've said this to the jar, so I don't think I'm talking out of turn. But the more you try to convince me to do something and hound me about it, the less likely I am to actually do it. So. Now he's just stopped asking. So I was thinking about getting on it here in the next evening or two. But y'all, I'm off work. Here's the thing: the jar and I are planning a hootenanny vacation together right after the first of the year. So I don't want to go too overboard because I don't want to come back to all that shit still in my house. But I also don't want to take the time around New Year's to hoist it away. So probably just gonna keep it simple. Keep it simple. With the jar.
So in other words, just Christmas food,
right?
And liquor,
right? Well, and you know the jar's never had nuts and balls.
Christmas food, I mean, well, right?
Yeah. So
you know, I spent all day Saturday making the nuts and balls.
We heard on your little show so that your family could say,
Sunday I made the cheese cookeries.
Oh, Bear Craddy.
And then today, I've made the first two batches of the salted pecans.
Oh,
because you know it's not the holiday season until you have my warm, salty nuts in your mouth.
Well, you know they are a fan favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, now when are you hoisting over to the Hatlantas?
Well, I am leaving here Friday morning. And I'm going, I announced on my little show, for Tuesday that I'm going to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Ooh.
Do the Crema program, on Friday at 3 p.m. in the afternoon with my brother and sister-in-law. And, I'll stay at their house Friday and Saturday up at Lake Hotwell.
Ooh.
And then I'm driving down to Hatlanta on Sunday, have me a motel down kind of near Buckhead.
Oh, wow.
And you know, I'll be having the Podcasters of America dinner Sunday. We'll probably have an early dinner. That'll be Sunday, and then I'll see my other brother and his wife probably Monday or Tuesday, go out to visit the Hats at the cemetery, and...
Do they know you're coming?
You know. Yeah, so, they know I'm coming.
Okay. Perfect. So, wow.
And then I'll be back, heading back to Ella on Wednesday.
Lord, so y'all, there probably won't be a little show with Big Friday next week because, you know, he's going to be unavailable.
No, but I hope it'll be a little show because, you know, I got to... Huh?
I just said...
You'll be unavailable?
Well, no, you'll be unavailable.
Yeah, I know that, but that doesn't mean that you can't do a little show with somebody. You know, it is the season of miracles.
Right, right. Well, I'll reach out
Maybe
to the...
Maybe you could do it with the jar.
I don't think he wants to do that. So, sorry. I was just trying to find the little trans... Do y'all know the Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
They get very rolly, too.
Well, we gotta skip ahead to that.
Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah. Well, I don't know that the jar wants to do a little shoe, but we'll see. I'll chat with
him. Well, maybe, you know.
Maybe that archer's available.
Maybe, you know, maybe longtime listener Gravitas
he's
would
unavailable.
Like to do it.
I can assure you that Gravitas is unavailable. So.
What about longtime listener... Okay, that's the only one I can think
yeah.
of.
Okay, yeah. Y'all, I might see if that archer is available.
Who?
The archer. Because
I think that would be a lovely
You know,
idea.
He hasn't put out a show in like a month. So, unless I have one in my...
Well, his in-laws have been visiting.
I know, they've been gone
so,
a week.
So, you know, he's not allowed to speak when there are others in the archer compound.
Ah, well, I mean, I... guess that makes sense.
I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, I might... Archer, if you're hearing this, the only way you're going to get invited is if you have heard this show. So, be sure... Although, y'all wonder, does he listen when the in-laws there? I know they're gone, but, you know, I don't know if he goes on his morning walks with his AirPods Pro.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, he does, because I get the updates on the Apple clock.
Ah, okay. Now, y'all, there probably... Isn't Christmas on a Sunday? This year?
It is.
So, yeah, there probably won't be a show that day or that Monday. Although, who knows?
What?
I know. Y'all, y'all, I'm appropriating lesbian culture, and I'm Subaru shopping. And, so I'm probably going to stay up in Hatville for a while. But we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what the jar's plans are. I don't know. So, Yeah. There was talk of...
Sounds to me like you don't know.
I don't. There was talk of going to the Flowrida. There was talk of going on a cruise. Y'all, we haven't made the first plan. Not the first plan. Well, so,
speaking of things that you don't know...
Why don't we do this?
Well, hello,
timing is everything.
The volume was too low. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, it's that game where I try to make you all laugh. All right, Big Fatty, give me the name of someone born on this day.
All right, I'm gonna give you the tough ones up front.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Walt Disney.
Dead. I'm going to go with dead.
Okay. And we would know him from?
Little known. He created, a character that you've probably never heard of.
The Weather Rat.
The Weather Rat was not at the parade. That you've never heard of. And I can't remember his name. So, but
Mortimer.
Cartoons. Mortimer. That's what I'm looking for. Mortimer.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And I'm sorry. Oswald. Well, the Lucky Rabbit is the cartoon.
Oswald.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Walt Disney is indeed dead.
Oh, thank goodness.
And believe it or not, he did create a rodent. But we're looking for the rat.
Well. He created Oswald first. Anyway, next, please.
Okay. All right, next, Strom Thurmond.
Y'all, he probably smelled like he was dead long before he was, but he is long dead. Y'all, he was a senator? He was a senator from South Kakalaki.
He's a senator.
Correct. Dead.
Awful.
And his legacy, he was a dead.
Right. You know, when they opened up the Hunley Civil War submarine,
mm-hmm.
First thing they saw was a bumper sticker that said, ooh, it's time to vote for Strom again.
Right.
Anyway, okay, Otto Preminger.
Otto Preminger, he is alive, and he is the CEO.
Okay, and we would know him from?
One of my favorite companies, the Automatic, who's a software developer. I'm
okay,
sure
Automatic. Otto Preminger, dead as a doornail, and he was a film director and producer and an actor. He was in Stalag 17. And
ooh.
So have we got time for a couple of more?
Oh, I think we can squeeze a couple of more in.
All right. Alvin Moore.
Alvin Moore. He is dead.
Okay, and we would know him from?
He was an actor back in like the 70s, you know, and I wasn't alive. But he wasn't very good. He was in a bunch of those TV shows that you like to watch, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Alvin Moore is indeed dead. And he is an actor. He was on Green Acres. He was not Sam Drunker. Hank Gimble. Hank Gimble on Green Acres.
Well, there you go.
How about that?
How about it?
You know, Green Acres was right next door to Petticoat Junction. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Junction.
All right. let's see here. Jim Plunkett.
Oh, you would know better than me, but y'all, there's no way Jim Plunkett is dead because did y'all know this about Plunketts? They never die. Plunketts never die. Jim Plunkett is alive.
Right.
And y'all, I don't know. I think I talked to him on the phone today at the coal mine, but about something happening in January. But yeah, he is an actor that is best known for 1940s and 50s terrible TV. That's all I got.
Oh no, that was Hank Gimble.
Oh,
Jim Plunkett is indeed alive, and he played the sports ball.
Oh, okay.
The sports ball. Mm-hmm. All right, we got one more.
One more. Just one more.
Frankie Muniz.
Frankie is dead.
Uh-huh.
And he, y'all, it was.
It's tragic.
It was absolutely mm-hmm. tragic. Y'all, the name of that band, well, I was thinking, oh, I was about to say Selena Gomez, but that's not it.
She's dead too. So is Carrie Hilliard.
Right. Y'all, the Carrie Hilliard's in Savannah is still open. Frankie Muniz was better known as Buddy Holly. So dead. He died in a plane crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Frankie Muniz is an American actor. He's alive. He was Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, never watched it. All right. It looks terrible. Yeah. Well, I did okay, I think. I mean.
Yeah. I don't think you got any of them right.
Oh, that's
not
true.
Strom Thurmond and Walt Disney.
Right. And I mean, how many of you out there listening knew who Strom Thurmond was? I mean.
Well, I knew because he used to do the school lunch menu for Richland County on the radio. This is how they sent us Strom Thurmond. It's the Richland County school lunch menu. Today the children are going to have the Italian Mussolini spaghetti and garlic bread.
Y'all, absolute total racist. like absolute awful, terrible racist.
Y'all, if you knew anything about Strom Thurmond, he was on the Anita Hill hearings, and he was the one that said,
speaking to the machine. I can't hear you speaking to the machine.
Oh, God. I can't believe he was still alive then. Y'all, he must have been 110 years old when he was still alive.
Absolutely.
Like, he was absolutely terrible. Now, Big Fatty, are you looking forward to the Atlanta hoist?
Well, I actually am. It's, you know, it's a lot of driving and everything, but it's, you know, I think it'll be nice to break it up. I like to go by and, you know, do the Podcasters of America dinner whenever I can. Mm. And, you know, with the COVID, you know, that was very difficult.
Right.
Oh, excuse me. You know, I definitely want to take my Santa Claus gifts to my brother and sister-in-law. Mm. And always make time. You know, my folks always used to go to the cemetery around Christmas. And, you know, I never really understood it, except now I do because they're gone. And so right. I just go by and... Oh, speaking of being gone.
Thank God. I was watching that clock. I was like, y'all, this is never ending. I really was not prepared with the content.
Just out of curiosity, mm-hmm. have you got some ideas on a little giftette for the jar for Crema?
Y'all, the one thing good, I mean, there's many good things, but the one of the best things about dating someone that's quite a bit younger is that he doesn't have anything yet.
Oh, well, so, that is good.
Like, y'all, the gifts, I could come up with 300 gifts. So, yeah, but I think he listens, so I can't say what it is.
So you're going to get him one of those Xbox things?
Oh, yeah, and probably a MacBook Pro, an iPhone 14 Pro, all that, yeah.
Oh, well, he's going to be terribly disappointed when those aren't under the tree. Right. Now that you've said it, right? Oh, well, what can I say? All right, well, speaking of things that you can find under the tree these days.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I don't think they're under the tree checking the water. You know, probably fell into it and got flopped.
Oh, I would just assume that there was a little too much of the Stoli and just passed out and just...
Well,
yeah. It's kind of like the cat. Y'all miss Plum.
You know, it's pour me a big eggnog, hold the nog. Hold the egg.
Right.
Sorry. Extra nog.
Extra nog. Well, I'll edit that. I'll fix it in post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fix it in post.